If you recently moved to Washington State and registered to vote, you may still be on the voter rolls of the last state you lived in. In Washington, it's legal to be registered here and somewhere else, but it's illegal in other states. KUOW's Kate Elston explains.
Let's say you're new to Washington. You got a new license and they canceled your old one. Then you registered to vote. What you may not know is that your last registration is still on the books. You might only figure that out if you got two ballots in the mail. Then what? Shane Hamlin is the co-director for elections in Washington State. He has some words of wisdom.
Pick a state and vote in only that state's general election.
Hardly anyone actually votes twice. In 2009, officials in Washington and Oregon compared their voting rolls. They found 4,700 Washingtonians were registered in both states, but that just a handful had cast a vote twice. That's a federal crime. In some states, just being registered twice is a crime, like in Alaska. Hamlin says if you're not sure about the laws in your last state, call the last county where you lived and ask to be pulled from the voting rolls. Usually that will happen on its own, but it could take up to 8 years. Hamlin says a new 10-state database will make that process faster. The Electronic Registration Information Center will connect states to one another's identification records. If officials see a voter is registered in two states, they can send out a letter asking, please pick one. Hamlin hopes that system will be ready before the November election. I'm Kate Elston reporting.